might be. Whether I'm the rough neck rapper, the maniac cracker from the justified gifts. I'm not giving up about nobody, or maybe somebody. It's cause I drop a body. The body that's up in your valley. Ain't no force that can stop me, I'm not happy. So, but I can swell up your cheeks and your lips and your eyes. Cause I trust lies and I ignore your cries. Tell no lies. Is it true when I said that I'm plus the pride? No, I never lied. Unidentified body to the ride. And they pronounce them dead when I count them about to open the walls in the rubber room.
Go VCU.
Yeah.
Go VCU. Hello out there. This is Radio Rubber Room coming to you live every Thursday night on WHAN 1430 AM and 102.9 FM. Don't forget about the podcast.
Nope.
Podbean.com.
Radio iTunes.
iTunes. We've got a great show for you tonight. We've got Vexine here with us, our musical guest tonight. How's it going, guys?
Hello, everyone.
Good, thanks.
So we got... And this is just going from your Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
We got Sarah on vocals and eBay purchases.
Yeah, well, you know, I have something that was purchased on eBay. Thank you, Michael. Now that's public knowledge.
So, like stuff for the band? Or
it's called an excessively loud kazoo.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
I didn't bring it.
It's a big kazoo.
It's got a big horn on top. It's fabulous.
Why would you not bring the kazoo?
I don't know.
I'm sorry. It has a bullhorn
on it?
Well,
that was supposed to be private.
It does.
You know,
it has a bullhorn on it.
Yeah, wow. It's a big giant. And frankly, it is excessively loud.
That's pretty awesome.
As a kazoo should be, I feel.
Yeah.
Kazoos are not.
No wussy kazoos allowed.
Now, I had a girlfriend, Sarah, who bought a lot of clothes off of eBay. Do you do that as well?
No, I've been cut off by Jorge.
Good call, Jorge.
2007 was a rough year for that, so we've since
she
moved on.
She was a diamond-level purchaser of eBay.
That's right.
She had 15 stars.
There was, like, lots of stars. So.
Now,
no more.
And also, okay, then we've got Paul on, and again, according to your Facebook page, guitar, vocals and guitar.
That's right.
You play two. Is it like a double neck guitar?
No. I play actually two different guitar parts at the same time.
Good.
Wow.
So you have four hands.
Kinda.
You're like
that's right.
Dr. Octopus.
No. It's kind of like quantum playing. I'm up, down, right, left.
He's the magic man.
You know, I'm there and I'm not there.
Now we've got Michael on bass and upright bass.
Yes.
I see you didn't bring your upright bass, though.
She didn't make it tonight.
But you are holding your Rickenbacker like it's an upright bass. I like that.
That's just going to have to do.
Hey, good to meet you, Michael. I saw you in there. I didn't actually meet you, man.
Nice
to
meet you.
I'm Dan, by the way. Yeah.
That's Dan. And then we have Mr. Jorge on drums, and also, according to the Facebook page, drums, vocals, and Fabuloso Dental Works.
I think that
we
has,
research here.
Are you a hygienist?
Yeah, no. I think it has to do with my nervous smile.
Oh yeah,
I just smile when I'm nervous.
So you're not a dentist.
So I'm not nervous now.
Oh, but you're.
Okay. Your genes.
Radio's real effective at visual gags.
Jorge,
that doesn't translate real well in radio.
Yeah.
Interestingly enough, Jorge is also responsible genetically for 75% of the Richmond music
That's
scene.
The one. That's the guy.
We had a discussion about that this afternoon.
We did, and actually, I guess last week, Collegiate Affair was here, and one of the guys in
that band.
His dad, I work with an unnamed place.
You guys,
anyway,
you guys are secret agents,
it,
right?
Yeah.
You're his boss, right?
Yeah.
You're Black Ops, right? Black Ops, is that it?
Yeah, it's Black Ops.
That's why he smiles all the time.
Bling.
Yeah. Are those helicopters? I hear.
Cool. Well, Vexine, you guys recently formed too. Formerly, the Velvet Marias.
Yes, we were the Velvet Marias for what, 5 years?
4 years.
4 years, and our good friend who was also in the band with us. We kind of found out that we were going in different musical directions, and so he started a great new band called the Trailer Court Marshals.
Mm-hmm.
And we went on to do this, and his is a little bit more country, and this is more rock, blues, and kind of punk-based music. So, and we do a lot of original things too. Paul and I have been writing songs together for a good few years now,
and
we're gonna keep the hits coming.
So, I mean, you guys brand new. You already have like twice as many Twitter followers than us and Facebook friends.
What can I say?
What's your secret?
Well,
marketing.
I'm kind of annoying on the Facebook.
No, we need to get.
Are you for hire?
I'm very superstitious. Yeah. I'm very superstitious. We've got to get you guys a new Twitter follower immediately. Yep. You have 666 Twitter followers.
I saw that. Ooh. I saw that, and it freaked me out. Reverb Nation says it's 665.
Somebody out there listening, we need a couple more Twitter followers. We'll
Vexine RVA, yeah. baby.
It's yeah. like if I get I go to the store and I get a drink or something and some chips, and that's my total, I get a lighter.
Cool. Well, I hate to like cut you guys off, but I do want to let everybody know May 5th, big announcement Saturday, May 5th, the Richmond Beer Fest. And that is it's going to take place right on Brook Road in between Marshall and Clay. Anybody know where that is?
Sounds like a magical place. Like,
that's Gallery at Marshall 5, and Clay,
yeah.
right?
Gallery 5, yeah.
It's at Marshall and Clay.
It is. Yeah. It is. It's Brook Road between Marshall and Clay, Gallery 5.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's going to be bands, live music, and two-day event Friday. And Saturday, one of my very good friends is going to be hosting the event, man.
Who's that?
That's you, dude.
Oh, yeah. A round of applause.
Congratulations.
I'm excited. I'm very stoked. I'm honored.
Dude, you're a big shot. You are the Celebrity Beer Fest host.
I'm going to be so drunk.
Yeah. You're going to be working. Buddy. I know, I'm just going to be working. No beer
for joke.
You.
It was a joke.
All right, Vexine, thanks for hanging out with us. You're going to play some live songs here in a minute, but right now we're going to take a break and play something from a local band, right?
This is Proverbial with End Is Never.
Small plates, soups, salads, sandwiches, and entrees with international flair. Comfort food for Richmond. Fill up your belly while not emptying your wallet. The Republic, 2053 West Broad Street. Weekly dance parties and live entertainment almost every night. Locally owned and operated. The Republic, RVA.com. The Republic, 2053 2053 West Broad Street, Richmond.
Babies! Science nerds are nearly certain that there will always be a possibility that they exist. Who will watch them?
I'm slasher porn film director and one-time most dangerous game survivor, Viper Cobra. And my Extreme Baby Survival Center is now open.
Radical!
We'll take care of your buttery baby from the day you take it home from the hospital and turn him into a badass babe napping, rock hard, badass baby.
Badass baby?
Yeah!
Baby is so badass.
24-7 care. There will be no teddy bears.
No nap time.
No coddling.
Your baby will learn to change his own diaper.
So extreme.
We'll whip your baby in the shape with many new programs, including
chainsaw juggling,
tattoo art,
welding,
smelting,
sword swallow,
catfish noodling,
bomb defuse,
lion tame,
alligator wrestling,
gun and knife skill,
moonshine.
Yeah!
Your baby will learn the secrets to the Kama Sutra.
Kama Sutra.
So bad. Here at Viper Cobra's Extreme Baby Survival Center, your baby will learn to fend for itself,
Extreme.
Only eating the wild game that they must hunt and prepare themselves.
Yeah.
Or face the feeding chamber!
Feeding chamber!
One baby comes out.
One survivor.
Yeah.
Now available. Pre-birth training.
Punch,
yeah.
Punch, punch.
Punch, kick.
Punch, kick.
Punch,
kick.
Head punch.
Scream.
Scream, yeah.
Your baby will perform his own C-section.
To the max.
And when he does, he'll slap the doctor in the face.
Kick ass.
And light a cigar.
A Cuban.
Yeah.
So bad.
Think your baby can't handle this program? I once climbed Everest when I was a baby.
Four times.
You leave your baby with me, and I guarantee you he'll leave here a toddler on a motorcycle with a class 2 weapons license.
Weapons license.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Here at Viper Cobra's Extreme Baby Survival Center, we're gonna inject protein shakes directly to their chest!
Protein shakes!
Directly to your baby's chest!
Yeah!
Yeah!
Extreme! Extreme!
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Simon! Simon, sweetie!
What is it, Mommy? I'm busy right now.
Simon, baby, what are you doing in there?
I'm fighting my action figures right now, Mom, and using my imagination.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, sweetie. I just wanted to let you know your favorite show, Radio Rubber Room, is on.
Oh, sweet. I'll be ready in 15 seconds.
I knew it was your favorite, sweetie.
Thanks, Mom. I love you.
I love you too, sweetie.
Yes, yes, yes.
Radio Rubber Room, it's a show without any S's in the name.
But I won't miss it.
That was Vexine with, what was that? I can't read my writing.
Rotten and no good.
Rotten and no good.
Like your handwriting?
I can't read my own writing.
So that was a really, really, really cool song. I mean, you guys haven't been together long, and you and Paul, I mean, obviously you work together in the Velvet Marias. Yeah. But you and Paul write the songs together. Were you prepared already, like when you started Vexine?
Yeah, we've been writing songs together for so long, and there were songs that just didn't seem to fit into what we were doing before, and they kind of came out to play.
So we're pulling a bunch out that we set aside before because they didn't really fit with the Velvet Maria's country rock thing. So anyway, there's a lot more of those that we really haven't had a chance to put in the set yet because it's too soon. So.
Now, you mentioned the one member that is in the Velvet Maria's that is not in this band is doing his own project. Mm-hmm. I mean, so you guys could realistically still do the Velvet Maria's if you wanted to, right?
We could, but I think the time constraints for both parties is too much. Yeah. We still have a good time together.
Probably the Velvet Maria's material sort of ran its course for us.
Yeah.
You know, so this is really a whole lot more exciting. It's energizing for us. It's a completely new direction. Mm-hmm. And,
not that we didn't love it.
Yeah, no, we really did like what we did, and we did a lot with what we did with Velvet Maria's, but I think it sort of ran its course. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, the new album, a couple of songs are available online right now, right?
Right.
Yeah. When's the full album going to be available?
Paul? Well, we're hoping to get done with the basic recording before the end of the summer. For basically, we're targeting like a holiday Thanksgiving, Christmas time to put it out.
Stuff your stocking with
it. I know. I mean, just knowing how these things go.
Yeah.
But yeah, we've got I'd say about half of the record done right now, and we need the other half is written, and we just need to sit down and do it.
Where's that sneak peek available on the Facebook page?
It's on Facebook. It's on Reverb Nation.
Mm-hmm.
I really encourage people to go to that site just because the layout is just so nice and it streams really well. Mm-hmm. And of course there's our own website, www.vexine.com, that has everything and probably more than you'd want to know about us, so plus the tunes.
Yeah, if you go to the media tab, the two songs are there right now.
Yeah.
And we'll add more as they come.
Yeah, we'll add your podcast, link to your podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all going to be famous off of us.
Yeah, I mean, you guys have definitely been doing the social networking thing for us, mentioning us quite a bit. So thank you guys.
You're sure, welcome.
What's the plan leading up to the full release of the album? Gigs lined up yet?
We've
got, actually, next week, we're going to be on Virginia This Morning.
Uh-huh.
On Tuesday. See
Radio Rubber Room.
We will.
Just say it. Just be like,
yeah.
Like, all right, thank you. Yeah, Radio Rubber Room.
We'll do it.
We'll work it in as a lyric. How about that?
That would be awesome.
And you gotta just listen really, really close. And we're actually gonna be playing a couple of songs there. I think we're doing one of the songs.
Yeah, Rotten and No Good.
Rotten and No Good. We'll do that live on TV.
That'll
and then
be the code word when I say Rotten and No Good.
That means Radio Rubber Room.
That's
cool.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell everybody this.
I'll take it.
Yeah, so and later that night, like we're doing that at first thing in the morning, and then that night I'm doing a writer's night at the New Current, and Vexine's going to show up and help me do a couple of our songs now, up there as sort of special guests. So that'll be happening downtown that night. And then on the 24th,
We'll have our debut live show at Poe's Pub.
Mm-hmm.
We expect a big crowd.
There's Irish festival that day,
we expect a really, really big crowd at Poe's.
No, we expect a really intoxicated crowd.
Yes.
As it goes.
A very large intoxicated crowd.
Yeah. And what time is that at Poe's?
That's 9:30.
9:30?
Yeah, 9:30 at Poe's.
We're playing by ourselves, so it's going to be about 3 hours of all the songs we know.
Rocking out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
so this is your guys' first gig.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that will be the first Vexine gig, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, no. This is our first.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
That's what I was saying.
Right.
The christening.
And I posted a picture of the gig on Facebook already.
Did you post that picture you took of the sign out front?
I absolutely did.
What's going on? Dan, are we going to try to help them out?
I mean, I don't know. There's a Ditch Witch for sale.
There's a Ditch Witch for sale.
You can
sale.
Contact Paul with Vexine if you'd like to purchase it.
Yeah, contact...
It.
I grew up on a farm. It's a good-looking ditch witch.
It digs a ditch like a witch. It's a ditch witch.
So WHAN is selling a ditch witch. I don't know if that's normal for radio stations to do, to sell ditch witches.
We're driving them into the ground, man. They're losing a lot of money on us.
WHAN is now in the ditch witch business.
As you can see, they're also selling, what is that, like takeout box lunches?
It does look like there's WHAN takeout boxes out there.
Yeah, I got an old mower I can bring out if you want to sell it for me. Knock yourself out of it.
We're gonna leave the plastic letters out there, so just park the mower and you can, you know, put whatever you want up there. All right. So if you guys would like to purchase the Ditch Witch, please do not call 798-1010 tonight.
Don't call that
because
number.
We have nothing to do with that. Now, Velvet Maria's, you guys were doing the country rock thing. I like the songs. I mean, you're all obviously very talented musicians. Sarah has a set of pipes on her. Now you're doing Vaccine, which is really like edgy blues rock. I mean, it definitely has kind of like a grittiness to it. Does it feel like you guys are stretching your legs a little bit?
I think this is more how we write. It's just naturally a little bit harder. We talked about our influences before. You know, Paul grew up with a lot of, you know, punk, and I grew up with a lot of punk too, but I also had that old country stuff. So I had this kind of country voice, but it's harder. It's not, I don't sing sweet and pretty as a general rule. I mean, it's, and I don't like to.
You know, I mean, I know that definitely a woman with the set of pipes on country, I mean, that sells records, but this, I mean, from your first song, definitely sexy.
So thank you.
So this is really cool. I'm stoked with the new Vaccine.
It's because of Jorge. Yeah. He puts the sex in Vaccine.
The Latin.
I was going to say Mike.
I'm not sure how I'm going to.
How do we take that?
It's your name. It's Jorge.
It is. That's Latin. Right. You have to say Jorge.
You know, my kids are listening, so.
Really?
I'm feeling a little embarrassed.
Well, we've had two of your offspring on the show before.
That's right.
Right.
Gabe was hilarious.
Soundstorm's his band.
Did you guys hear that episode?
Yes,
I did. I listened to the whole episode.
Gabe was hilarious.
He was like a little comic sniper.
So where do you find out more about Soundstorm? He's like, oh, meet me at the bar.
Yeah. He's not kidding. That's where it's at. That's his office.
Yeah.
That and Chicken Mania.
Just so it be known that we've the past 4 years in the Velvet Maria's, we rehearsed right outside of Gabe's room.
Out of Andres' room.
Room. Mm-hmm. And he would come stumbling out periodically during rehearsal because we would have evidently woken him up.
It's true.
Now the Santa Maria house must be like a practice space, pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, do you guys have like shifts? Do you have a sign up sheet?
You know, it's interesting. You know, Andres and Gabe, the twins, actually just moved out in January.
Oh,
and so
empty nest.
It didn't. Very empty nest.
They're like, now we can party.
Well, and you know, we took one of the rooms and repurposed it, and it's now actually a pretty decent soundproofed recording studio.
Dude, they were gone 30 minutes.
Oh wow!
Yeah, they came back.
The shovels are out. The ground's ready.
Had all the soundproofing ready to go.
Oh no!
That's exactly what happened.
I bought the soundproofing wedges probably a year and a half because they were on special on Musician's Friend.
The stupid deal on it.
And you set them in the middle of the floor, like, I wonder when those will be put up.
Exactly.
It was like within 10 minutes of
literally it was a week, and Andres came back because he came to pick up some things that he had left, and he goes, wait a minute.
Where did my room go?
How did you do this? I said, I've been thinking about it for 3 years.
Gabe's room became my art studio.
It
took a week.
Thank you for sharing that story, because when I have children and I want to push them out, I'm not going to hint them. There's going to be no hints. I'm just going to go in there and start like putting up soundproofing.
Buy paint.
We're going to start rehearsing while they're sleeping. Here still?
Where are all my clothes? Oh, your closet's a vocal booth now?
Well, but to answer your question, they still do come and practice.
They do.
They schedule time to come and bring their different bands in. Soundstorm.
It's probably real close to dinner time.
Sometimes it is.
Actually, I had Andres is working on a new project.
Yeah. He's got a great new project.
And they came in and laid down four songs.
Yeah.
Last week, in fact. And I'm working on doing some mixing on that. And He's still got some overdubbing to do.
Andrew Carper, Andrew Sith, is that his name?
Sisk, excuse me.
Andrew Sisk, Andrew Carper, and Andres.
And
yeah.
So it's getting used already.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
So we're really, really excited about that. Mm-hmm. And of course, Vaccine's going to do part of the recording there. Paul also has a small studio like mine, and he does guitar parts and bass. And
tell him about the shed, Paul.
Hey, let's hold that thought. Let's go ahead and play a song, and we'll come back, and we'll talk to you guys a little bit more
Just remind us, let's talk about the shed.
Oh, talk shed. Okay.
We like to leave people hanging, you know, let's leave them hanging.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a teaser.
This next tune, by the way, this is actually the lead singer of Grease Trigger, who rocked out with Dream Machine at the Republic last night. This is off his solo album. This is Russell Lacey with As I Roam.
If you were watching my ship go down, if you were watching my ship go down, don't you tell me I was wrong, 'cause I was saving the world to her song. In the days I was on my own, in the days I was on my own, I knew sorrow was on my side. I lost my baby, and I know what the
suicide vest just yet. Radio Rubber Room will be right back after a word from their sponsors.
The Tobacco Company, located on the corner of East Cary and 12th Street in historic Shaka Bottom. For 30 years, the Tobacco Company has been a staple for dining and entertainment here in Richmond. Their upstairs and downstairs dining area and Victorian lounge make it a perfect place to bring a date. Use their antique elevator to access the ground floor nightclub. The Tobacco Company has live entertainment Thursday through Sunday. The Tobacco Company, 1201 East Cary Street. For more information, visit thetobaccocompany.com.
From the Spoofco Aluminium Collection comes Sean S. Austin I, known as one of the most revered and quintessential single-key keyboardists of all time. You'll cry like a woman when you hear him play such riveting hits as C. Sean spent years inventing and mastering his own instrument, the single-key keyboard. A collection of mind-blowing songs that will make you question the meaning of life. Get G. F sharp. G slightly faster. Also, lament in C sharp. This album will penetrate your ear holes like a typhoon, and when your brain explodes, there will only be one thing you hear. The accumulation of all music. Sean S. Austin I will go down as the single greatest single-key keyboardist of all time. Buy his critically acclaimed album on vinyl and 8-track today. You'll get 5 of Sean's hits. That's a total of 40 seconds of music that you'll be sure to hear every single time you listen to it. Now available on cassette tape.
You never listen to me. You leave your underwear on the floor and the toilet seat up and...
I guess it's that time of the month again. It's gonna be a long week.
Not this time, it's not. Like most of life's problems, there's always a little pill that can fix them. And this time is no different. New, from the scientist at Spoofco comes... Mandol.
Mandol? What's that?
Mandol is a little pill that will solve all of your menstruation problems. Mandol is a carefully crafted blend of heavy sedatives and mild hallucinogens that will make you completely oblivious to the symptoms of your significant other.
Wow, that sounds like a lifesaver.
Oh, it's a lifesaver, all right. The red kind. When that emotional floodgate opens, Mandol is there to turn the sounds of bitching and moaning into a beautiful siren song.
You never listen to me. You leave your underwear on the floor and the toilet seat up and... You're such an amazing man. Let me make you a sandwich while you watch the game. La 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 la.
God bless you, Spoofco.
You're welcome. Get your Mandol today at naked-jester.com.
Are you a man? No. Really, are you a man? I bet if you asked your ex-girlfriend, that is, if you ever had one, she'd say, hell no, you're about as manly as a beaver in a dress sitting on a pink crayon. Do you wish you understood football, knew how to build stuff with your bare hands, and could fight the urge to sit down when you peeing? Well, hell, I done got the product for you. Them old smarty pants scientific folk over at Spoofco done gone and invented a revolutionary approach to male enhancement. Now, they ain't claiming they can make your little old bigger. But what they can do is put some hair on that birdcage you call in the chest and make them ladies say, oh, Lord, look what done rustled out the woods. Now, put down that white wine and cut that damn smooth jazz off. Hop in your Prius or your smart car and head on down to your local gun and liquor depot and pick up a 5-gallon drum of testicles today. Testicles is spelled with a Z, so you know it's some serious medicine. Made from woman's sweat harvested from the underarms and fat folds of Colombian field workers. Testicles utilizes ingredients from things that make men manly, like beer, diesel fuel, gunpowder, breast milk, wood cutting, rooting, knife fighting, and straight bourbon. Rooting. Man, testicles is a fast-acting liquid formula, so once you start taking it, you'll be standing straight up and urinating all over the bathroom floor. Well, giving in to the urge to watch Braveheart on repeat while you chainsawing trees and starting fires for no good reason. You gonna really like explosions, too. Spoofco got a special offer right now. You purchase a 5-gallon drum and an old decommissioned mortar shell. They said they'd throw in this handy breast dispenser for free. Testicles is Spoofco's take on natural male enhancement. Now, they ain't claiming they can make your little old bigger. But what they can do is put some hair on that birdcage you call in the chest. Testicles. Grow yourself a pair today.
Guten Tag, I'm Benjamin Hitler, with an A, owner and proprietor of Hitler's Cupcakes. Don't be fooled by my name, I'm the good Hitler. My family name has been associated with cupcakes for generations. When I was just a wee lad Benji Hitler, I would watch Grandmama Hitler make cupcakes many a Klausenbergen summer's day. My dream has always been to create the perfect cupcake. Many years of potential mating were lost. Let us not forget mein workers.
Was ist das?
Ist ein Brownie, mein Führer.
Ein Brownie? Das ist Cupcake-Schule. Nein, es ist Hitler's Brownies. Es ist Hitler's Cupcakes. Bin heim sich schlecht. Cupcake heilen. Die Brownie ist kaputt. Wer ist mein Luger?
You survive the employment process. Hitler's cupcakes are made from only the finest ingredients that I have personally chosen using a rigorous selection process. Grandmama Hitler would always say, best ingredients are tender, love, and caring. But you were wrong, Grandma Hitler. It was vegetable oil and imported sugars. Oh! Mine's struggle is finally over, and now Hitler's cupcakes are available. Hitler's cupcakes come in one flavor, vanilla. Get mine cupcakes today. Remember, mine cupcakes are great. You will love my cupcakes. Get them in any store. The cupcake, das Cupcake Island. The cupcake is mein Führer.
New from Spoofco, it's Radio Rubber Room action figures.
All right.
Now you can play along with your favorite character from the show. Choose from one of the three different hosts with an array of accessories, weapons, and superpowers. The Sean action figure comes with survival attachments like pizza cutter, fly swatter, and record needles so you can listen to all your favorite records from the 70s. Hold Sean action figure up to the television and he'll tell you the program information for that channel.
I've seen this one. Let's watch porn.
Wind the key on Sean's back and listen to him try to convince you to do things like...
Wanna burn something?
And...
Let's go peek in your neighbor's window.
And...
Your mom's purse and take out $10.
Radio Rubber Room action figures, new from Spoofco. Collect all three.
You are listening to Radio Rubber Room. I'm naked-chester.com. If you miss the show live, just download the podcast. RadioRubberRoom.podbean.com and on iTunes.
A free one lane.
That was Vexine with Greenwood Lane here on Radio Rubber Room. I could read my writing that time.
Huh. That was
rock. You're
welcome.
You're welcome.
That was pretty awesome, guys.
Killer, thank you. Killer tune, guys.
Hey, that
was
a heavy jam.
It's about a fictitious
jam.
Street.
Oh, can you hear?
No, I can only speak. I'm reading lips. I can only read Dan and Derek's lips. Have you ever like hung out at home and like watched a TV show with the volume on mute so that you just were like not feeling alone? It doesn't work that way with radio. I just feel alone. But I do have a question for the band, even though I can't hear the response in any way. Figured I would ask them. It would perplex them.
Okay.
Hypothetically, I decided that y'all should all come on my yacht and hang out with me for a weekend.
The hypothetical yacht.
On your yacht?
Or is it a real yacht?
He can't hear you.
I had to rephrase this question because I didn't know there was a woman in the band, so I changed it a little. But the yacht sinks, and I'm only going to be able to save two people from the band. Of course I'm saving myself. I've already decided that. And the woman, of course, because
well,
that's just
the
honorable safe, thing. I don't want to go down with two guys on a lifeboat. We could be lost at sea for like 4 weeks.
So
I don't know.
Two of you get to use Sean as a flotation device.
Well, don't forget about my kazoo.
Oh, is we that that's big enough for – that's like a person?
It could be like a boat.
You fit a leg in it.
I'm just saying.
I feel like that's got to have a different name, instrument-wise, than kazoo. Yeah.
Excessively loud kazoo. That's different.
Kazonk.
Kazonk. Yeah. Kazow.
Kazow.
Kazam. Like
kazam.
Is it, what's the, like the pitch? Is the pitch lower?
No, it's just loud.
No, it's just loud. It's all
just loud. It makes the, you know, on the comic book thing, makes a blat.
Mm-hmm. This
blat.
This sounds more of a like a sonic weapon than an instrument to me.
It works is. That way.
Yeah. Really.
All right. So,
is that how you guys end the show?
No, it makes up for our lack of electronica in the act.
Oh.
So when we don't have electronica, we have the kazoink.
So back to the human life raft that will
okay,
form on the yacht. Yeah, off the yacht. Yeah. Not
let's
on
not
the
forget
yacht.
About
That'd
the shed. We do got to get back to the shed at some point too.
Oh, shed.
So let's stick on the life raft and then we'll get back to the shed.
All right. If we all held our breath, we could take two more.
If we stood on Mike's head, we would make a pyramid of people on top of Mike.
Okay, and that gets to the fact that Mike, I'm sorry. I just don't even know who you
see,
are.
Just keep in mind.
Have we met? Yeah.
Sean is the flotation device here. He's going to get tired if you put too many people on there.
Well, then I would take the skinny one, which is, you know, me. So.
Okay. Oh, bass
this
players.
Is radio.
I like how Sean has to ask the question, run to the other room to hear, and then come back to
now
talk.
Now he's got a radio. He's actually going to have the 7-second delay in it, so this could be interesting.
Y'all need to cut that boy a hole in the wall so he can see through here.
We try to keep him separate from the actual talent.
Really good. Okay.
All right, so we've got that settled. Mike, because he's the lightest, I guess, or skinniest.
And, frankly, the smartest.
Oh. So that means I die, Sarah.
Yeah.
No,
yeah, you and I are going down.
As we always do for the paint. Me and you.
This is hypothetical.
We always do all the stuff.
Great. Thanks, Sean. Look what you started.
Hey, this is hypothetical, guys. Let's not break up the band over this, okay?
I quit!
Truthfully,
this is your first gig.
We would all die. I have no right being a seaman. There's no way that I would be a worthy sea person.
So I got to ask you guys a question because with radio, they obviously can't see you guys. Uh-huh. And I'm watching you while you're playing your songs. People at home might be listening and thinking that you guys are in there stiff. You're just kind of like playing your instruments really good. But you guys are really rocking out in there. Like,
yeah,
really rocking out.
We shake a lot.
Yeah, you do. And
I'm just saying.
Now, for people of your age, how do you stay young? How do you keep that energy? Because I feel like halfway through the song, I shake that much, and I'm done. The show's over right then.
Let's see. What?
Well, ageless,
I mean,
male?
Being the oldest in the band.
Granddad.
And being a granddad.
Congratulations.
You know, I think it really has a lot to do with
the pickling of your liver.
Alcohol is an amazing source of energy. Well,
so. Yeah. No, for me, really, it's very new. I didn't start playing the drums until I was 41.
Really?
Yes. And that was
40 years ago.
Shut up.
40 years ago. Yes. And so for me, everything is really new. Mm-hmm. And I think that it keeps me energized about it. I mean,
it's not old hat yet. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like some of the guys that are in the music scene that sort of do this for a living. I mean, this is very, very new for me. Mm-hmm. And so it keeps me very energized. And the fact that I've been able to do it along with, some really talented people, I'm just extremely stoked about it. I mean, playing with these guys is a dream come true.
I would have never guessed. That's very interesting. You said 41 or something.
Yeah, when he started.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What made you pick it up at that point?
Well, you know, Josh. I'm trying to evolve. I'm really trying hard, Mike, to avoid my kids.
You want me to say it?
do you live in their shadow?
But when I had a really bad injury on my knee. Uh-huh. When I was 40, and I was coaching soccer at the time. That was my thing, my entire life. And my oldest son, Josh, you know, he said, hey, look, you're really driving everybody insane because you got nothing to do. Go play the drums. Mm-hmm. And he was then into drums, and the twins were starting to play. And so I batted it around, and then I started doing it and found that it was something that I could actually do.
He rehabbed your leg, didn't it?
Yeah.
It did.
You're not the first drummer I've met that started drumming because of a serious injury like that.
Really?
I had a friend of mine when I was a kid who got a motorcycle accident, ripped up his ankles, and he rehabbed on the drums.
Oh, wow.
No kidding.
And he became a Rush fan.
Interesting.
Oh, God, I'm sorry.
Well, here we go.
Speaking of Rush.
But
why do bad things happen to good people?
But the guy could just—it was amazing. He was amazing. But anyway, that's—I've heard the same thing. Yeah. It helps rehab your legs.
But I will tell you the thing that's amazing to me is to watch Paul, who's been doing this for so long.
Since God wore short pants long.
Yeah, and he still has that energy. He still has that drive, and not just to perform, but to write music, mm-hmm. and that kind of thing. So, I mean, I would really want to know. I've never asked him that question, in fact.
Paul?
Ageless male?
Ageless male?
Yeah, feel free to interview each other.
Yes. Mr. Pierce.
It's a little awkward right now. Yeah. What do you want?
What is it? The gentleman from Virginia Beach would like to ask you a question.
Neil Peart is the greatest drummer ever.
Greatest drummer ever?
I don't know. I was just saying it's part of the Radio Rubber Buddy? Room Out show.
Rich?
Me?
Yeah.
Who?
Who what?
Rush?
No. Neil Peart.
No. Peart's the drummer. But
do you got headphones now? Can you hear?
He does. He's listening to us on the radio.
Look.
He's got a radio.
So we have one listener.
So our radio show, in order for one of the hosts to hear the radio show, listen. Sir, turn your radio down. Turn your radio down. So listen to the show on the radio.
Anybody want to buy Ditch Witch?
is that gonna fund gear?
We're
going to get his headphones fixed.
I want to know about this shed. All right. I'm sorry I put it off now.
All right. Okay. The shed. I've recorded now going on 3 records in the shed.
Yeah.
I love shed stories.
Yeah.
And I bought this house when I moved here from Tennessee, and it had a garden shed in the back, and it was just a bare thing with, you know, garden crap in it. And so anyway, I started putting my gear in there because it was where I could practice without disturbing my family, and then it is now a fully finished production facility. I mean, it's fully finished, and it has the stuff in it I need. And so I did one record of my own with the Deeves in a band I had when I first moved here, and then the Velvet Maria's record I finished in there. We did the basic tracks at George's house and then Jorge's house.
Jorge.
And then I brought it over and did all the overdubbing and mixing and everything before we sent it off to be mastered. And that's what we're doing now. We've got a little bit better gear than we did then, mm-hmm. but that's the story of the shed.
Yeah.
Most of the time when a you know, a middle-aged man is hanging out in the shed, there's either you don't let your children go back there.
With cardboard on the windows.
Yeah.
You took the cardboard down, dude. I have to commend you for that.
Well, I still have to make window blocks because it's too much leakage. So,
ooh, project.
Yeah. Anyway, long story short is that my neighbors can hear me from a mile away and all my efforts. In the shed.
Well, my friend Jorge has a soundproof room now.
Yeah, that's right.
Perform in.
Sookie, sookie.
We do. Yeah. Well, and you know, the thing about the shed, though, is a lot of magic, I think, happens in the shed. Away from just the recording, I think that's one of the things that happens is Paul has a way of getting in there with Mike or with Sarah, even with JR back when with the Velvet
Marias.
Too. And we get in there and he has a way of bringing things out
the ambience.
Yeah,
basically if you feel creeped out now, think of how you're going to feel creeped out if you don't get this next take right, and we have to be in here for another 3 or 4 hours.
So like creeped
this
out
is a small
like,
shed, guys. One take.
Yeah,
like, come on. Right. You want to get out of here. You want to get out of here. There are no windows. Like, there are no windows.
How does that compare to?
Is there? Yeah, I was going to say, is there like a stock fridge though?
Oh yes.
Ooh, oh yes.
I do have a liquor cabinet in the shed. That is.
Ooh, a liquor cabinet.
Mm. What do you do about temperature control? Does it get to be like?
Oh, it's got an AC.
Oh no, it's fully. It's fully decked.
It's climate
fully
controlled.
Climate controlled.
Yeah.
Well, while he was, Sean's looking for a new place to stay.
He's looking
for My shed is made out of old sheds.
Shed upon shed.
A shed upon shed. Like in Shanghai. Yeah. Yes.
It's pretty much made out of 100% asbestos. Wow. No other building
material. Just don't disturb it or rub against it.
That's right. As long as it's encapsulated, you're golden.
As long as you don't let the water touch you.
Yeah.
Never. Right. Don't let the water touch the inside of your body in any way. Do you guys sense a lot of middle-aged angst coming out in y'all's
life? God. Yeah, we know too much when you're middle-aged. That's the problem with being middle-aged. You know, you know too much.
You're like, darn it, it's tax season.
But hopefully you're at the point where you can afford to eat stuff.
That's right.
You do have food.
Y'all did come here in like the most established person's vehicles. Y'all's little four-door Jeep out there costs more than any of the other guests we've ever had's cars combined.
I think somebody wants to buy the Ditch Witch.
Uh-oh.
You got a call?
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
WHAN. Hello?
This is about the Ditch Witch.
Yes, this is Andrew from RVA Playlist.
Oh, Andrew, you're a little early.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right, man. Hey, call us back later.
2 minutes. 4 minutes. 4 minutes.
Oh, man, I was hoping we were going to finally sell that thing.
Oh. Well, did you ask him if he wanted it?
Do we get 10% or something? Why do you have so much invested in selling this Ditch Witch?
Because it's fun, okay? It's fun to sell Ditch Witches, because... It just is.
I don't understand why how a radio station doesn't have anything else to promote on their sign right out front, except for the sale of
a ditch witch.
Heavy equipment.
I think that's a niche. I think you ought to be sponsoring
a ditch witch niche.
A ditch witch niche. So down at the Squirrels baseball games, you should be selling them at 7th inning.
We're like the Craigslist of radio station signs. Like next week, we're gonna have personals. So if anybody wants to meet a girl, a lovely lady, or a guy,
that'd be sketchy out here.
This is the place. So call 798-1010 and tell them what your personal ad is.
We do have to take a break. This is Big Enough. This is formerly No Dice. This is Bicycle Girl. They are going to be playing this Sunday at the Richmond Music Review, number 5. Boom.
Yo, we are back. We're back. Simon's mom's in the house.
I'm here.
What up, yo?
I am here.
Are you?
So I asked Andrew from our Richmond playlist to call, and I guess he just called
He's
in.
He's got his times all mixed up. I think daylight desavings
time.
I blame Derek
for that.
I blame Derek for everything that goes wrong in my life.
Yes, Derek. Derek is like a burden. to all of us.
He is such a burden.
I call him the great jinxer.
Why do you call me the great jinxer?
Because every time that you're around, I just feel depressed.
Really?
No, I'm kidding. You light my life closer. You lighten up my life.
Wow. Don't do that again.
So Simon's mom, it's been... There's a lot of testosterone always flying around this radio studio every...
Is that what you
every
call
week.
It?
Testosterone. You're normally the only woman on the show.
I know. There's like some more estrogen in here. It's a lot more
calm.
Does
it feel good? Does it feel good?
It's a lot more calm. It's a lot more homely.
Yeah. Feels better, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, not that I'm much of a lady. Oh, I try to be a lady, but then I get drunk.
Yeah. It's when you're blacked out.
And I get
it's
drunk.
Kinda,
it's well, weird. I'm going to start my show picks. Hopefully Andrew calls back.
Yep. And not in the middle of this hour.
but, all right. So tonight at Wheezy's Kitchen, the Kindling Kind is down there playing right now.
Sweet.
I heard they got good drink specials, so I'm probably going to bail out of here as soon as I'm done.
Word.
And then tomorrow night, WRIR at the Camel. It's a benefit for WRIR. And local radio, got to support it. Uh-huh. Got to support it. They do their thing over there.
Why don't you have a show on WRIR?
I should.
If you did have one, what would it be?
What would it be?
Uh-huh. You could do like a little bump, like you know how they have like the little like promos for things, or like you could do the groupie minute for like 60 seconds.
I do always do the groupie minute for like 60 seconds.
Yeah, you could do like a really like yeah.
Oh.
You could do like a really quick like 1 minute on some dirt on some band that you know very, very well.
That's
controversial.
An idea.
Controversial.
An idea. Yeah. You know? Well, the band's playing at the Gamble for the WIR benefit. Antero, Russell Lacey, Ben Butterworth, Herschel Stratago.
Stratego.
That's what I said, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
And then Precious Fluids.
Nice.
Then
are you reading Derek's writing in there?
Yeah, Derek wrote these down for me. I've learned to decode his writing.
Oh, nice. Good.
It's like hieroglyphics.
I can read it better than him sometimes.
Excellent.
It's like we're one person.
In thousands of years, I feel like some archaeologist is going to be like, who were these people? Their writing is sophisticated beyond their means.
That's possible.
Yeah.
All right. Also Friday night at Strange Matter, Canary O' Canary, Ocean's First Daughter, and Marionette will be playing.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's how
yes. Dan, you're a big Marionette fan.
Huge
right?
Marionette fan. As a matter of fact, I don't know. Is this acceptable? I did 10 reviews for RBA Magazine. And one of the albums I reviewed was Marionette's Facing You, which came out in 2009. And I said in my review, I am basically reviewing a record that's 3 years old because I think that it deserves better coverage than it received. Hey Andrew.
Yep.
You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey Andrew, how's it going? This is Simon's mom.
Hey, how's it going?
All right. Sorry, Derek didn't give you the exact time. He's, I don't know what's wrong with that guy sometimes.
Oh, that's all right.
So I already started my show pick, so I've got a couple I just did. Tell everybody a little bit about RVA Playlist.
Well, RVA Playlist is really just my personal blog. Kind of a music nut in Richmond, and really love all the local stuff coming through town and as well as the big stuff, so I pretty much just write about whatever I'm listening to. And yeah, that's about it, pretty much.
Hey, Andrew, you're a writer. You also write for Style, is that correct?
I do, yeah. I write the weekly set list picks. Actually, they're calendar editors, so I keep up with pretty much everything that's going on in town, or at least I try to everywhere.
That's cool. Now, I'm a writer, too, and I have a question for you. I did a review for Marionette's Facing You, recently, and that came out in 2009. I said in my review that I felt that it didn't receive the credit that it deserved, and I really wanted to review them. Is that acceptable to review a record that's 3 years old?
I don't see why not. I mean, personally, I think Marionette is one of the greatest Richmond bands. I've seen them a million times.
Agreed.
And I love those guys, and that album is just phenomenal. And you're right; it definitely did not get the credit it deserves. So
yes.
I say go for it.
Awesome.
There you go, Dan.
Yay.
There you go.
from one writer to a guy pretending to be a writer, I guess. That's
all right, so Andrew, I just did a pick for tonight and a couple for Friday night. You got anything for Friday night?
Yeah, there's actually a lot going on Friday night. Just so happens, Marinette is actually playing The Strange Matter on Friday with Ocean versus Daughter.
You guys, that's the double stamp of approval. You both said that one, right?
Simon's mom and RBA playlists agree. You should go see Canario Canary Marinette. It's like we share a mind.
Yeah.
It's like we share a mind. All right, well, I'm going to do one for Saturday real quick. I'm going to get up early. I don't usually get up this early. I'm going to go see Downbeat Switch kick off Shamrock the Block.
Boom.
At 12 o'clock. That rhymed.
Yep.
That rhymed. And also, yeah. Jorge, your fine young boy is going to be closing out Shamrock the Block at,
that's right.
What, On the Rocks?
On the Rocks at 6 o'clock.
On the Rocks at 6 o'clock.
Soundstorm.
Yeah. Sorry,
they should probably change the name to Gabriel Santa Maria and Friends, right? No?
Gabe and Friends.
Yeah, Gabe and Friends.
It's possible.
Another one of the Santa Maria family.
All right, Andrew, you got anything for Saturday night? Saturday night?
Yeah, actually, the Big Payback, which is a James Brown tribute band, is playing at Terry Street Cafe. And I don't know if you've seen these guys, but they put on a phenomenal show.
I have not, but I've heard awesome things. I saw them. They did the Halloween party at the Camel, which was pretty awesome.
I met James Brown one time.
Did you?
Well, I woke up. Yes. Yes.
Back when you were...
I met James Brown one time.
It's Saturday night.
Nice. I like that whole story that you just, like, shortened it.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to tell the story, and then I was like, wait, I shouldn't tell that story.
Yeah, it's not acceptable for radio.
So Saturday night, Santa Maria Brothers are playing at Fishbowl.
Well. Nice. That's cool. That's
Jorge cool. Santa Maria with a pick, with a show pick there.
Nice.
I've not been in the back room of Fishbowl. How is it? I've heard good things.
That's cool.
Good.
That's cool. And then Sunday night, can I throw one in? The Richmond Music Review, number 5. We've got Big Enough, Spotted Dead Nettle, Apache Radio, Splendid Sons.
Yep.
$2 burgers.
And stand-up comedy that I wrote from me all night
long. You're going to do stand-up at the review?
I will. I have some jokes. They're not good ones. I'm not funny.
Way to sell it.
Dan's
I'm not
jokes.
Funny.
Dan's jokes are jokes.
Yeah. It's they might make people uncomfortable. Not at all.
Do you know that one joke that I tell?
What's that?
You can have it.
Oh, okay.
The one that I've told.
All right. Okay.
I tell it like 3 times in a row sometimes.
I'm actually telling all of your jokes at the Richmond Music Review, so.
Yes.
Dude, I'm really stoked for this. It's going to be a good time. Not to mention, we will be shooting the ad for RVA Magazine for the tobacco company, so cool. People come out there, man, come, you know, maybe they'll get into the magazine.
Okay. Hey Andrew, you got any more picks for Simon's mom? What do you think of Simon's mom's picks? She's kind of a slacker.
I like Simon's mom's pick. I'm probably gonna go to every one of their shows.
Oh,
I like you too, Andrew.
Andrew, how many shows do you go to a week?
Depends on my budget, but I try to get to at least one or two. Sometimes that doesn't really happen, but I try my best.
Now,
free shows are always good too.
Now, can you say, like if I'm going to be, like, I'm really into the Richmond music scene, is it acceptable for me to go to one show a week? And I mean, or am I a poser if I only, like, manage to get out to one show a week? I mean, what's the acceptable amount of shows somebody who considers themselves a music buff should go to?
Well, I mean, I don't think it's a matter of how many shows you go to. If you listen to local music... If you just hear it through a friend or on the radio or whatever, and you like it, then that's about it. I mean, I wouldn't say anyone's a poser for just going to one show, because there are times when I only go to one show or maybe no shows a week.
Poser.
I agree wholeheartedly with that. It's all about effort. I feel it's about
nothing like a live show. Though,
I feel,
man,
it's about, like, paying attention too and sharing with people, even if you can't go, can't go to the show. Telling people, hey, I can't go to this show, but you should if you can.
That's
I'd
what posers
to.
Say, Derek. That's what posers say. Cool. Well, Andrew, RBA playlist. You're regularly updating it. It's just rbaplaylist.com. Do I have that wrong?
rvplaylist.wordpress.com.
Wordpress.com, and yeah. We'll put a link to it on our Facebook page, too.
Awesome.
So. Hey, man, hopefully, thank you for calling in. I hope you'll, you know, call in regularly, man. Maybe come hang out with us sometime.
Thanks, Andrew.
Thank you.
All right, later.
Later.
So, Simon's mom.
Yeah.
Do you want to play a song?
Yeah, what's this next one we got coming up? This next song is Box Wave. This is Wicked Walk.
We'll be back with more Vexen.
Crowded marketplace, press 2. If you are arming a roadside bomb, press 3. If you are in bathtub with razor blade to wrist while listening to Radio Rubber Room, press 4.
Hi, this is Simon's mom, and I'm here to talk to you about the Camel. The Camel is located at 1621 West Broad Street. They serve their delicious menu until 2 p.m. every night. They also have 28 taps dedicated to local and craft beer. And they always have a fantastic lineup of great live music. Everything a good Richmonder needs to have a great time. To keep up with events and their live music lineup, search for and like The Camel on Facebook or visit www.thecamel.org. What a day.
1621 West Broad Street in RVA.
Yoga, long since known as an art form to balance the body and mind. Well, that's great for the ladies and sissy boys, but what about the manly men?
Yeah!
I'm 80s heavy metal band Vomit's bassist and retired Triple C Wrestling League champion, Viper Cobra. And you may not know this, but I am an extreme yoga professional.
Yoga professional!
Now my moves are available for you to master. The Viper Cobra's badass yoga studio is now open.
So extreme!
There will be no mountain salutations or downward facing dog in my program. Try moves like take your foot and put it on the ceiling. I don't care how you get it there, just get it there.
Yeah!
You're gonna stretch until you bleed. Don't think you can stretch that much? Wait till I burn you with cigarettes.
Yeah!
I keep the walls of my yoga dojo lined with Rottweilers who have been listening to Godsmack 24/7.
They're foaming at the mouth.
This raises the intensity level to the max.
To the max.
Extreme. I spent the 90s in San Quentin perfecting my signature moves, like birth a baby polar bear.
Yeah!
And squeeze a scorpion in your fist.
Extreme!
Stretch till it hurts, then punch yourself in the stomach repeatedly. Grab both ears and stretch them out as far from your head as possible.
So extreme.
Make sure to keep breathing like a heaving vulture.
Extreme.
Yeah.
Extreme.
Yeah. Here at Viper Cobra's badass yoga studio, you're gonna bend over backwards and lick the ground. Or I'm gonna throw an angry snake at your face.
Snake at your face.
Extreme.
Yeah.
We're gonna inject protein shakes right in your chest.
Yeah.
Right in your chest.
Protein shake.
Protein shake.
Protein shake.
Directly in your chest.
Extreme.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Radio Rubber Room. If you are still listening, that means bomb your building did not go off by accident. For you, I am very happy. Enjoy the show.
I've got $5 on the dashboard and 20 in the till, and a bottle full of moonshine from a derelict still.
Vexine with Let Me In, live here on Radio Rubber Room 102.9 FM.
I listened to that live on the radio and it sounded great.
I know.
It's nice to have one person, right?
two.
Some feedback.
Roger, too.
That's right. Roger, thank you for being... Woot!
Yeah.
Hello, Roger.
People listen to
Roger. Roger does the drive-through with Raj on this station 3 to 7, right?
Yep.
Did I say that
four
wrong?
To seven.
Four to seven.
I'm not usually up that early, so I catch it like...
I check out Roger's show every chance I get. It's a good time. If you like some good bluegrass.
I got to dedicate this show, and I'm sorry to like let Roger overshadow you guys, but... If it wasn't for Roger, Sean would not be on the air right now. So thank you, Roger.
Oh, yeah.
A round of applause.
Thanks, Roger.
Because
thanks, Roger.
I mean, the show just isn't a show without Sean, right?
It's not. Yeah. It's not. It's really not.
I know. I told you my whole story. I was alone. I was trapped in a world of confusion. I didn't know what to do.
It's hard life. Yachting.
I was like on a radio show by myself with no working equipment.
Wow, that's like a closet.
It was schizophrenic, really. What it was.
So Vexine, and forgive me, I know I pronounced it wrong. It's just such a fresh band.
Well, we're correcting ourselves. That last song you heard was Kindling Kind. Boxwave will be coming up.
Yes,
and
I'm
we'll
sorry.
Figure this out. Like our new thing we do.
I think we should just tell people we don't know how to do radio, and everybody's like, I just listen to.
Right at the beginning of the show, we should be like, here's the songs for tonight in any order, random. It's on shuffle.
Well, you can roll credits, you know, like the end of the show, just let the credits roll, and everyone will pick up on it.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
We could do it in Morse code, too. It'd just be like, beep, 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 beep.
But that was the Kindling Kind.
Yeah, Morse code.
We could always just say, like, that was a song from a local band. Every time.
That specific local band was the Kindling Kind with Awakening. We should be hearing Box Wave next if everything works out correctly.
If I do it properly.
So, guys, what's your writing process? Like, Sarah and Paul do most of the songwriting, correct?
Mm-hmm.
What's that process like?
Well, I'll bring some just fully baked. Like, Let Me In, I just brought one evening to rehearsal and just said, here, give her a little sheet of pencil lyrics. And
figure this out, woman.
Here are the words. Here are the chords. Make a melody. And
do you use that voice when you...
I do.
He really does.
And I have like a little fake...
I'll say, girl.
I stick a fake mustache on. Like, hey.
And is that voice inspiring? I feel like it inspired me just now.
It is.
Yeah. Only when he breaks out the monocle.
Oh, yeah.
Or I have on my foghorn leghorn.
That's what I was
going
to say. You guys were going the route of the Monopoly guy, which I've never heard his voice.
But when he whips those glasses off, magic happens.
Yeah, I had an uncle in Shreveport who was the living embodiment of foghorn.
Really?
Was
he
a boy? Uncle Reet from Texarkana.
Was he a rooster, too?
Giant depends rooster. On who you ask. He worked at the feed stall.
Oh, Lord have mercy. That didn't just happen.
Paul, do you write on piano or anything?
No, I write on guitar. Okay. I mean, mostly. And then I'll, some songs I'll just make up guitar progressions and I'll send them to her and she'll be like, you got to tell me what you have in mind here. This is just a barrage of chords. And then I'll...
It sounded just like her.
Yeah, I sound like that, so I'll just continue.
Do collaborate lyrically.
We do.
Yeah, and you'll bring in lyrics and melodies, and I'll make chords under them.
I can't, I'm not trained musically in any way, shape, or form, and so I'll come in and say, hey, Paul, something in my head goes, la, 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 bleep, 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 and he goes, oh, it's like this, bling, and you're like, oh, that's different, and yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
So how did you learn to play your instrument, Sarah, if you're not trained at all? Did you come out like naturally being able to sing? Or?
It's kind of silly. I didn't sing at all until I was 32, which, if you're counting, it's 5 years ago. And I had never been to karaoke because I didn't think it would be
you're
cool.
You're skipping the details. The bottom line is... You got hammered at a karaoke machine.
No,
and sang a Skynyrd song.
I did. I sang Simple Man.
Oh, nice.
And I sang it with gusto. And then, who knew that 5 years later, I would open up for Lynyrd Skynyrd at Innsbruck, which is what we did with the Velvet Maria.
So you guys are late bloomers, though. Do you ever wonder what it would be like if you started early?
The money we could have lost, I don't want to think about.
It could have been
millions.
So should that be a lot more people's game plan? Like, let's get the life together.
Well, 50s,
I will tell you, 50s
is the new 30, though.
There's
it's the new 30.
Disadvantages, yeah. Of both sides, I think.
I don't sleep in vans, let's put it that way.
You know, like Paul said, you know too much now.
Yeah.
So creatively, you tend to, at least I do.
I like a nice hotel and a down pillow when I'm on the road.
Yeah.
Dream on.
You guys are pampered.
Yeah.
I smell musicians, bands, and they're terrible.
Yeah, I went terrible. See, I know, I guess Mike and I have been playing the longest as players. And
like 4 years? 4 years?
Yeah. So I went through the period of like, okay, road trip, and then the van you bought on auction from the corrections department. and then it fills up with goo, and then you're like, I guess we better sell the van now. And then you realize that entire lifestyle is built around funding that vehicle.
How does goo hurt the resale value?
It actually doesn't make a difference.
Really?
Now, I'm not a musician, and Paul, maybe you or Mike could answer this, but why is it that every single tour van smells like somebody took a ham sandwich, hid it in a gym sock, and stashed it somewhere in the van for like a year?
Because most bands are made of dudes.
That's right.
And that's what dudes smell
truthfully,
like.
Truthfully, that's actually what happens.
That's what I thought, too.
Some dude is half out of his mind about 3 in the morning, and he's like, what am I going to do with this sandwich? I don't know why I bought it. So he picks a sock up off the floor and stuffs it in it, throws it in the back, it sits there for a year.
I wish your wife was here.
No, she knows.
To tell her story about when she traveled with you guys for like a little while. Yeah. She's like, oh my God.
Yeah. Not did you ever?
It's a nasty existence.
Now, Paul, you were lining up a buyer for the Ditch Witch. Has that worked out? We'll give you a cut.
Well, you know, I think he would insist on delivery because he lives in Baton Rouge. But
case of beer, if he's willing to come pick it up, I'll give it to him. Right now.
I did mount a picture of the Ditch Witch on the Facebook.
is he listening to us from Baton Rouge?
No, that was he.
We'd be mass commuting, Kate.
Yeah, he's following. He follows Paul on Facebook.
So. People are listening to us on Facebook verbally.
Yeah.
So sum up the whole show in one sentence.
What?
The what?
I said sum up the whole show in one sentence.
She just did the what?
What?
The
what?
What?
You did what? In whose backyard? For how much?
The hell just happened?
How about sexy and deliciously irresistible?
Yes, I like it.
That's the Radio Rubber Room. It's on the card.
Our other one is way, way better than eating garbage. So.
Yeah. Way, way better. That's true.
It is. It's very true. We don't like to... We're not into false advertising. Very...
All right, so I have a question for the band.
See?
What's y'all... Anyone can take order in this whole question, or maybe we could all have different opinions, but what is your spirit animal, and why?
Oh, spirit animal. Go for it.
Good. Mike is first.
Michael. The mandrill.
Yes, the mandrill. That is it. That is true. That is a true statement. We have a spiritual connection to mandrills, and it is a true statement.
Is that not one of the great apes?
It is. They have natural makeup on their face.
I prefer lady drills to man drills.
They eat small antelopes.
Everyone in the band has the same spirit animal?
So you guys have thought about this before?
Embarrassingly, yes.
Because I don't.
We have actually had this conversation.
Because until Sean just said spirit animal, I don't even know. What is a spirit animal?
It was on The Lion King. I mean.
So that's your animal, and you guys have talked about this.
I have actually wasted company time on this subject. At
work. Yes, I like it.
So now, is everybody the mandrill?
No.
Okay, so
what else do we have? What are you, Paul? What's your spirit animal?
No. Mandrills work for us. It's kind of like the monkeys on... Wizard of Oz, you know, like the flying monkeys.
Flying chimps, yeah.
Yeah, that's our thing. Yeah,
yeah, that's us.
Now, what's your power animal, Sean?
My power animal? It's the octopus.
Why is that?
Really? I don't know.
Is that a Squidward octopus or a actual octopus? A Mutual of Omaha Wide Kingdom.
I feel like you're putting on a front, man. I've always thought of you as more of an elephant shrew type of guy.
Oh, thank you. A deer mouse, perhaps?
Deer mouse. Oh, man.
Well.
This is the point of the show where I get confused every time.
And
then
I took a tragic turn.
My power animal
often?
Is
we've only been here once.
Derek's spirit animal is the amoeba.
The amoeba.
The amoeba.
My power animal is like a grizzly bear with like a deer carrying around a deer in his mouth, I feel like.
Dang.
Or a koala emerging from a kangaroo's pouch.
Does that count as two? Both of those, yeah, I feel like, involve two.
Yeah, they do.
Mine is an octopus with a tattoo of an American flag on his head.
Actually, ours is originally the turducken.
Oh, I love turducken.
To be quite honest, yeah.
Turducken is delicious.
Our company Christmas party.
So that turducken is a real fowl? It's a real type of fowl?
Well,
but it was just a delicious plate.
Once it is processed, it is. That and pink slime, pink slime beef is a real animal.
Oh, that's delicious, man.
All right, well, we do have to take another break. Oh, hopefully this can... I know, this is the fun conversation, so it's awful to take breaks, but we do have to play another song.
Mm. Yep, that's Boxwave, baby.
Yes, we got this one right. When we get back, I want to talk to Michael about Jeopardy.
Yay.
Okay.
Guys, this is Simon, and you're listening to Radio Rubber Room. It's so cool. You guys are awesome. It's Radio Rubber Room. It's a show that doesn't have any S's in it.
Hey, guys. It's Sean from Radio Rubber Room, and I have a great product that I developed in my grandpa's tool shed. I sometimes find myself feeling troubled after eating glue, my insides feeling all bound and twisted up. That's why I invented my own glue that's great for eating. Use Sean's glue for all kinds of useful things, like decorate cake, make sandwich, spread on toast, or just eat it out of the container with a used popsicle stick. You can stick stuff to other stuff with it, too. My glue is infused with vitamins and minerals for an extra boost of vitamins and minerals. My glue also comes in flavors like meat, cocoa, wood, purple, and glue, all of my favorites. You'll be eating Sean's glue for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You can even use it to stick stuff to other stuff. Don't think my glue is for you? Try my spackle. Sean's Edible Glue. Because constipation is no picnic.
Do you have trouble getting going in the morning?
Shut up!
Are you sometimes filled with overwhelming self-doubt that paralyzes you, making getting out of bed seem like something that's not worth doing? Well, we have the fix. From the makers of Mandol comes the Get Your Ass Out of Bed, You Beautiful Son of a Bitch Self-Esteem Alarm Clock.
Get your ass up, you beautiful son of a bitch.
The messages of the Self-Esteem Alarm Clock were expertly written by expert greeting card writers.
Get your tight ass up, you sexy, sexy ass. It's gonna be a great day, sexy. Damn, you're good looking and sexy.
Start your day off right with the Get Your Ass Out of Bed, You Beautiful Son of a Bitch Self-Esteem Alarm Clock. And remember, you're a sexy bitch.
The Get Your Ass Out of Bed, You Beautiful Son of a Bitch Self-Esteem Alarm Clock may cause morning wood, hypertension, Napoleon complex, puffy nipples, bloating, an erection lasting more than 42 hours, juvenile diabetes, or Franken beans.
Hey guys, it's me, Sean, from Radio Rubber Room, here with another great product that I developed in Grandpa's tool shed. Searching the internet can be confusing. My own research has led me to an important discovery that the internet is 99% porn. But with my newest invention, Froogle, you can search the internet easier than ever. You don't even need a computer. Check it out. Grab your touch-tone phone and dial 1-877-FRRROOOGLE. And enter your prepaid card number. Now just let the automated voice program guide you.
Thank you for calling Froogle. Please wait while I connect you to the internet. Connection unsuccessful. Trying again. Connection successful. Please say what you are searching for.
Now just tell Froogle what you're searching for. George Washington.
Did you say Jorge Posada?
George Washington.
Did you say lemon chicken recipe?
George Washington.
Searching George Washington.
Instead of giving you potentially thousands of results, Froogle condenses all of its resulting information in just a few short sentences.
An avid vulture breeder, George Washington, sniping skills helped secure a U.S. victory in World War I. George Washington also won the Tour de France 11 times.
There you have it. Froogle. Condensing information so even I can understand it.
You are listening to Radio Rubber Room. I'm naked-chester.com. If you miss the show live, just download the podcast. RadioRubberRoom.podbean.com and on iTunes.
That you'd be working late. Had no idea when you'd be home. No need for me to sit and wait. You try to hide it so well. Oh, but I know where you've been. At the little ranch on Motel. Thank you. the number green door at the El Rancho Motel. You're in there with your whore. With your whore. Oh, 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 oh.
Is that somebody about the ditch witch? Or the phone going
on? Oh, I have no idea, man. I like picked it up and there it was like beep. It was Frugal calling me back.
It's still ringing in here.
They were probably trying to charge you.
Oh man, so that song was El Rancho Motel. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry I don't have the Latin flair. No, how would you
well,
say
Dan,
it?
Well, Dan, I got this one. In Spanish that means the ranch motel.
Good answer, good answer, good answer. Very nice.
I learn something every night. I got a D
in my second year of Spanish too. As opposed to the first year of Spanish too.
You know.
But that translation passed the course.
That song is an excellent example of our songwriting styles.
Yeah.
I wrote that song, and I wrote it like this. You called and lied again tonight. Said that you'd be working late. It was a country song, mm-hmm. like Loretta Lynn style. And Paul goes, oh my God.
Let's rock it out.
Let's I like make it like this.
Yeah.
And it changed a little. And then it got all sissified.
And stuff like that, you can always do different versions of it too. You know, you can always whip out an acoustic country-ish version of it too if you want, right?
Yeah.
There's no rules.
I like
There's
this no one rules. A lot. There's I no like rules. This one a lot.
There's no rules.
Thank you.
Yeah, you guys.
We like to play it.
Now, before I forget, Jeopardy. Mike. Mike, Sarah was telling me a little earlier on one of the breaks that you were the smartest bass player in Richmond.
I don't know about that.
That's not a... That, I mean, you're not... That, the
bar yeah, yeah, I know where you're going. I know where you're going. Where you're going.
Buddy. That doesn't take much.
What happens is that...
So I assume you're okay at counting. Okay.
Yeah, I can do that. I can do that.
And
sixes and twelves, really, especially.
Yeah, really good. Yeah. So what's you're trying out for Jeopardy?
Well, what happens is that, you know, occasionally at practice, Paul and Jorge will start talking about PAs and power amps and smoke machines and
getting all nerdy.
And then Sarah will go off and write a song about a girl who's been wrong. So I'm often left alone with my thoughts. So what I do, is I just memorize Wikipedia pages. And what I haven't actually told my bandmates is that it's actually not really Jeopardy. I'm auditioning for Celebrity Jeopardy. And we must give this American a wide berth. Suck it, Trebek.
Schwartz. They haven't figured it out yet. That you're not really Sean Connery.
That was a really good Sean Connery impression. Yeah,
Been every day in the bathroom. I've been working on it.
That's where I do the best of my working.
I was going to say.
So, but you are truly trying out for Jeopardy, though? Or
I truly am.
So, when you go on Jeopardy, will you just be like, ready to rubber him?
Yeah, man.
I was kind of hoping you guys to give me a hat that I could wear.
Whenever you say, check it out, here's what you do. Okay. Whenever you say, what is, we know you mean radio rubber room.
There you go.
I think you should just answer that as our final Jeopardy question,
That's right.
What.
Yeah.
Like, what is radio rubber room?
I mean, let's see if we can write radio rubber room on the hat you have on.
That'll work. And I'm sure it'll be an answer. It'll be, you know, the best radio show in Richmond.
Oh, man.
What is radio?
Whatever. You're the show's almost over. You don't have to pander to us.
Oh.
But one thing, I mean, you guys, you broke the, you christened your band on Radio Rubber Room. And I got to say, even though it's going to be over in 10 minutes, you can only go up from here, guys. Think about that.
All right.
That's what she said.
I heard somebody said it. I don't know.
Somebody said it. So I have
awkward silences.
We all took a breath.
Well, all right. I love things from the 70s. That's what I love.
Okay.
And burnt orange.
Yeah.
And the band,
by the
mandrel.
Way, you guys can't see Sean. I love this shirt. I'm not making fun of your shirt in any way. Don't take this the wrong way. But Sean has the only shirt on. It's his favorite shirt.
The only shirt ever in the history of shirts.
That does not match itself.
I'm going to start carrying one of those little clickers that umpires use to calculate balls. And I'm going to, like, every time you say that joke, I'm going to be like, I'm just going to wear this shirt every day until the end of time.
I think that's a good plan.
Right when we're both on our deathbeds, I'm going to be like, hey, look, 68,000. And I'm going to get pants that don't match this shirt, too.
That'd be easy.
So, Sarah. Well, you are, am I correct to say you are an interior designer?
Oh, yes, I am an interior designer. I have my own business called SFG Designs. And, yeah, that's what I do a few hours a week.
What's that? That business must be extremely interesting. Like, I'm just curious. Like, what's that like? I mean, is it?
It's pretty much the greatest job in the entire world. One day I'm, you know, designing, you know, a kitchen or a bathroom or, you know, somebody's deck or an addition on their house. And the next day I'm, you know, shopping.
Huh.
It's not tough for me. It's kind of a natural fit into my life.
Now, I mean,
shop a lot, so yay.
I like, there's certain things that I do, like reading sometimes isn't as pleasurable as it was before I started writing. Do you walk into a room, like every room you walk into, do like switches start, you know,
yeah,
and lights going off?
You'd have no idea what I've done in this studio.
Yeah, I was going to say, what would you do to this place?
Well, I'd start with a coat of paint, boys.
So are these helpful comments
or
blistering judgments that you're making into your internal voice?
Actually, I...
You don't like the acoustic tiles that have been stapled to the wall?
If you changed a thing, it wouldn't be any... It would be too nice.
We don't have any control over that anyway, so this is, I mean, just hypothetical.
But, you know...
Yeah, yeah.
We don't have that kind of pull.
I was thinking about getting some giant trophies and like some certificates that we can award ourselves and like plastering them all over the wall. I'd like a trophy case for random stuff in there.
I think group like items.
Idea.
Tip of the day.
We design around
the
that.
Really big obnoxious ones that you find at garage sales.
Giant. Yeah. I want one that's so tall you have to lean it because it like touches the ceiling,
fantastic.
So it like leans.
You need a whole room of trophies that are not yours.
Yes.
That would actually be very cool.
I
right?
collect other people's trophies.
And they all need to say second place or below.
Yes.
I have the honorable mentions only.
I have the most stolen trophies of anyone.
So we never talked about, I know we briefly mentioned your Twitter, but let's tell the people who listen to the show sometimes. Let's tell them how they can, you know, find out more about Vexine.
Oh, well, you can go to Vexine.com, and that's like the brief history of Vexine in a nutshell. Or we're on,
We're on Reverb Nation / Vexine, and on Facebook.com/Vexine.
And Vexine is spelled V-E-X-I-N-E, for those that want to be in the know.
And
for those who can't spell.
That's right. It's not vaccine, y'all. Yeah.
And actually, all of those sites are connected with one another. And then we're on Twitter.
On Twitter.
That is a new social network.
Yeah.
It's a poor man's Twitter.
Vaccine RVA is our Twitter handle.
So, and you know, for the shows, our opening show, March 24th. We've got shows at McCook's on April 7th.
Let everybody know, just if they're joining us late, where that show is.
What's that?
That show is at Post Pub?
Post Pub.
Yeah,
on March 24th. We're at McCook's on April 7th. We're at Cafe Diem April 21st. We are at City Dogs on Cinco de Mayo.
Ah! And,
that's going to be a lot of fun. We're looking forward to that, especially because it's the VCU crowd and we're really kind of hungry to get into that. And then
And a hunger for hot.
And they yes. did win today, tonight, this evening.
Yes.
Yes.
Woo! Cheers.
Nice to see them go on another little run. That'd be awesome. That'd be awesome.
I will definitely be at one of those. I can't wait to see you guys live in front of an audience. I think it's going to be ridiculous, man.
You know, with it.
On the 24th. That'll be pretty fun if you can make it out.
That's the City Dogs one?
No, that's at Pose.
Oh, okay, Pose Pub.
Whenever we've played at Pose with a past band, it's just, you know, people dance on the tables and it gets.
Yeah.
Somebody always falls down.
I'm coming.
Not us, but someone else.
I'm coming to see somebody fall down and only.
Or be the one that falls down.
That's right.
It could be Paul.
You know, you guys should put that on the flyer and a guy falling.
Yeah.
That's right.
You know, we talked a lot about the original music, but we're really, really excited about the covers that we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you guys cover?
We're all over the place. I mean, just all over the place. We've got punk, we've got, you know, really, really old R&B. New stuff like Adele and Amy Winehouse and the Black Keys, Rock on Tour. So we're really all over the place.
Cab Calloway, Nina Simone,
yeah, James. A little something for everybody.
Yeah.
But we just do it the way we do it, so it's,
So we're excited about that, and that's really what the live show is going to bring, is all of this sort of plethora.
It's gone jail, baby.
It is gone jail.
Well, it sounds good. Excited to see what you guys have in store for the Richmond music scene.
I am too.
Jorge, again, thank you for all your fine work in creating new members of
the genetics.
Let us know if there's any more of that in the future too.
We can always
use some more.
There is more in the future. There's a granddaughter. So.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah.
You need to put her on like a horn or something, like a brass instrument. Yeah, you guys need a keyboard player.
Yeah,
put her on the keys.
Absolutely.
Well, it's been a blast, guys. We've enjoyed having you on. Next week, very stoked. PBR is on the show. People's Blues of Richmond.
Awesome. Who I just did an article on. So.
You did. I can't wait to read that, man.
That should be out by next Thursday around that time.
So. Oh, really?
Cool.
That's good timing then. Stoked. I'm looking forward to reading that. We do have PBR on the show this coming week. Keep us on Facebook, Twitter. Come see us on Wednesday nights at the Republic. This Sunday, the 18th, at Tobacco Company.
Yes. And, right. and Vexine, check these guys out. You guys are welcome here anytime.
Thanks
for having us.
This
great time.
Like
to do it again.
Enjoyed it.
All right, and this song is from Grinding Stone. Get on.
Get on.
WHAN Ashland Richmond, W275BQ Ashland, 1430 AM, and now 102.9 FM, WHAN.